Just got to keep working hard, man. LeGarrette, no LeGarrette. It's just the guys that we have in the room. And I've always said that the running back room is a room that I like a lot. The guys that I've been around for a long time, and we're a very unselfish group. But we want to be a dependable group, if anything. So it really doesn't matter who we are as individuals. We have to get it done as a unit because no one guy is going to get that job done.
Does it feel like a competition? I know, obviously, they throw White in the mix. The three of you guys coming back, does it feel like it's going to be an open competition from here to the season? For carries, touches, for snaps, all that?
In the system, always. I mean, yeah, I'm telling you, I don't say that lightly. I mean, you can go out there, you know, and be a starter one game, and the next game you're two or three guys behind, you know. So really none of that matters. It's week in or week out, and that's what Coach stresses to us every week, that we just have to go out there to be as competitive as we can be. He's going to play the matchups game, and we just have to be unselfish enough to go out there and capitalize on the plays that we get. So it's really not about, you know, competition between the room. I think we just have to push each other to make each other the best that we can be.
Who are you out in California with?
It was a little bit of everybody, man. It's almost like an open house. So Edelman was out there, Amendola, Grunt, Mallet, Spikes came, he left, and then we had a little bit of everybody, man. So it was good.
This is way off topic, but the clothing line, what's the deal with that? Do you design that stuff yourself, or?
It's actually been a dream of mine for a long time, and it's actually, you know, coming into play now. But I did spend some time out in LA, and while I was there, started designing some clothes and working with one of my old partners that was with the onesie company. And we joined forces and going to try to put some stuff together. So coming in the next few months, but really that's really not what I want to talk about here. It's just, right, you know, kind of doing my job at work, and you know, if the clothes take off, it takes off.
You said you're more comfortable, you know, to expect going into your form, but personally, have you changed at all? Have you seen growth in yourself?
Absolutely. I've grown a lot, and I learned a lot. You know, it's a business, and I know what coaches expect out of me. You know, you're going to have your good days, you're going to have your bad days, but that can't determine who you are as a person. You just have to keep pushing, you know, because really, at the end of the day, it's a blessing to be here. So all days aren't going to be awesome, you know, but you just have to keep pushing. And everybody's human, but at the end of the day, I just know that I just try to be the best player that I can be for this team. And the team relies on me, and I rely on my teammates to help me get the job done. So as a person, that's really where I've grown and matured, is just to just take it one day at a time and be thankful for the days that you get, whether they're good or bad, and just learn from it and keep going.
You have to be strong anyways.
Absolutely.